Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are back. We are back. Once again, you are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And not only, as I stated earlier in the show, at the beginning of the show, not only are we live here on this great station, but we're also live on other great stations. We're live right now on MZ Radio London with our brother, Misty Saji Harmony. And then also AP Radio UK with O'Fields. And then Salt FM UK with DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh, and also giving it up to our fam in Dubai and Belgium and all of Africa, Jamaica, everywhere here in the cities and states. We're just saying God bless you on this great Thursday morning. And we heard Adam, the first part of the segment. You heard recording artist Adam Christopher. You heard a great interview with him, and then you heard his great song, Enough. Awesome song. And so now we are going to okay, let's see, I'm trying to see something, y'all. All right, we have another guest that's trying to call in, and so let me know. Oh, so like I said, I'm trying to get the other guest and to call in. I think she's having problems getting on the line, and if she does, then we got another way. We're gonna do it, but we're gonna hear from our sister. Okay. And so, yeah, so she's having a hard time calling in. So, but we thank God for our sister, Tia Clark, there in Tyler, Texas, also known as Miss Love Tank. And so we're going to be hearing from her and hearing a great song by her as well. We have... you merged in, sis.
I called you.
Yes, you're live on the air right now.
Oh, cool.
You're on with me. What happens is, I always tell people there's another way. I thank God for giving me that knowledge and wisdom for that, because sometimes artists will say, it has been times which I don't understand why, but I've had that happen where a guest will say, I've been calling in, but the line busy. So I tell them, okay, well, I'll tell you what, call me on my private line, and then all I have to do is just merge you right on in.
And that's perfect. That is so perfect.
Yeah, so you are live right here with us, and I was letting everybody know who you are. And so I'm going to have you introduce yourself again and let everybody know where you're calling from, and talk a little bit about how did you get started in music.
Okay. Well, I'm Tia Clark. I'm from Tyler, Texas, and I've been singing over 30 years. I got started singing at a young age, the age of 8. My dad, he actually he discovered me that I could sing, and so he encouraged me to sing, and then I. Singing in the little, with the singing angels at church, and you know, it's a family thing. My mom and dad sings too, so my whole family sings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You know, we have that in our family too. It's like a lot of us that sing, because I sing as well. But you know, we have my dad. You know, he was a singer and preacher, and you know, it just went on from there. So it's like a family. I know what you're talking about. Just like the singers and musicians and stuff like that. So that's awesome. Now, in the time coming up in singing,
What's the name of some of the artists? Name some of the artists that you looked up to that really inspired you coming up.
I love Shirley Murdoch, Vesta Williams, Missy Grace, rest in peace. Whitney Houston, of course. Indie IRE. And I would say Cheryl Pepsi Riley as well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Those are some good names right there now. Some good names of different artists as well. And I noticed, once again, we're going to give our brother St. James shout out. Love you, bro. Because it was through him how we got connected. And I just never forget when he left me message that I had to hear this great song that is now out. And so I want you to talk a little bit of it. Love Tank. Now, that song, I'm telling y'all listening in right now, when you hear this Love Tank, it is hot. I'm telling you, it's hot. And it brought laughter at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It was deep, but it was meaningful, but it brought laughter. But it's really an awesome song that can be rocked everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So talk a little bit about the song and how did you come about writing the song?
Love Tank is a roller coaster of emotions with a hint of comedy. Mm-hmm. It's actually something I went through, a guy I liked very well. Mm-hmm. And we were into each other. I feel like we were. And so I think my favorite part of the song would be I did a little nursery rhyme, you know, mm-hmm. where you can keep playing patty cake, baker's man, I'm about to roll you up and throw you in the pan. And, you know, and that was the, you know, the, I had to have a little comedy in it because I was hurt,
yeah.
you know, and that's the way I could, you know, express myself.
Yeah.
Even like towards the end, I'm emotional. And so the only way I felt that he could understand the song was,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I see you like playing games, you know, board games like Monopoly, card games like Uno.
Yeah.
Well, now it's my time to skip you and reverse you and draw two, no, draw four, because I can't take it no more. And so, and the ironic thing about the song, when it came out, he said, mm-hmm. well, can I share it? I'm like, yeah, you can share it. I'm talking about you.
Wow.
So, you know, how he felt at that moment, I know he felt funny.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
felt different. Yeah.
yeah.
So it was necessary, though. Love Tank was necessary. No.
Wow. You know, I never heard a song like that. Seriously, like that. That is a good, I call it a comeback song. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, not mm-hmm. only men, but even women. You got men and women, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them, you know,
right.
In different parts of the world, different ages,
right.
whatever you want to call it. A lot of people like to play games, like you
they
were
do.
Saying, you know, and they like to do things and hurt people. And they think sometimes we just supposed to just walk off, you know, and
right.
sometimes you have to state how you feel, and whether it's through a letter, whether it's through a phone call, pouring it out, or even like you did, even in a song. And so
right.
it's a lot of people that I know that is out there now that is going through, you know,
mm-hmm.
Even in marriage relationships, and they can relate to the song. Even when I listened to it, I was like, girl, yeah, oh my God. And it was me and my cousin, and we were sitting back listening to it, and she was like, wow, you know. And I'm like, girl, did you hear what she said? And then we'll just like laugh. But we felt the song. It was real. And so I was like, yes. She came back with that one. That was straight up raw and on point, but it is truth. And like you said, it has a little comedy in it, so we were laughing at that too as well. So very much, like I said, it's a number one hit, if you ask me. And
well,
so in saying that, I want to talk a little bit before we let everyone hear this awesome song, because I've been touching on about the COVID out here. How is it affecting, you know, a lot of the artists and just affecting people, period. You know what I'm saying? As far as me, you know, I have felt bad of what's going on. I'm not liking what's going on. And I have had family members in the South, you know, that have passed away from this, some friends that have had immediate family that has passed away from it. And then, you know, some friends of my youngest daughter passed away. So it's just like seeing all of this stuff being shut down and how we just went through the whole year last year going through and we bringing in this year, still going through this COVID. And, you know, how has that affected you? You know, how you feel about this that's going on?
I had my moments to where I felt claustrophobic because I'm working in it. And also I have gigs as well, and I have my own band. So the gigs are not, you know, coming like normal because of COVID. I've also experienced COVID myself firsthand. I mean, my COVID was more like flu-like symptoms, of course. But, I say I ate my way through, meaning like I ate a lot of fresh things like broccoli and spinach, a lot of healthy things. Of course, the vitamins, but the nutrients from the broccoli and the spinach, I ate a lot of that, you know. That's what helped me get over it. And then, you know, the vitamin D and.
Yeah, that's right.
Vitamin D is necessary. I would say, of course, zinc, your vitamin C's, but more so E-Good. E-Good. I've dropped like 30 pounds during within the last 8 months because, of course, I needed to anyway, but just cutting back and eating really good.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Watching my intake. Yeah,
well, you know what? A lot of everybody is not dying from this COVID. You know, we hear a lot of people losing their lives, and then you have some people that share about how they was near death and everything, but they ended up overcoming. You know, they overcame it. And so we have to look at it like that. It's a scary thing, but there's a lot of lives that have overcame this. And so I'm thanking God right now for you, sis, because you was one of the ones that overcame it. It could have been worse. You know what I'm saying? It really could. It could have been worse, but thank God, you know, that you are still here. I know, right?
God did it.
I know, that's right. Be like, God, all right, now let's not get this. Look, let's not get out in the aisle and play to get the church organ going.
We're going to get happy and, you know, actually I do sing a cappella. I'm an a cappella gospel singer, so, yes.
Oh, see, you shouldn't have said that now. I'm going to put you on Front Street right now. You sing at least a line or two of something now. We let them hear some that we could, there are some awesome singers that don't need music.
Let's see. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Wow, girl, you better sing that now. Somebody out there might want to cut a step in the middle of the floor.
Yes,
wow,
ma'am.
Beautiful voice, sis. You do. You
thank
have a very
you.
Beautiful voice, and I just thank God for your life on today. And so before we go to this great song, I want you to share a word of encouragement to those that are out there. What would you say? A lot of people are, like I said, they're discouraged. They feel like all hope is gone and everything. What word of encouragement you would share to them briefly, you know, to those
just listening? Just don't give up. Know that Jesus is more, and he's just a prayer away. Just know that there's nothing too big for God. He, you know, he's brought you this far, and he'll never leave you, and he will never forsake you. So
that's true.
You know, so don't give up. Just keep, stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused. And love people while they're living. You know,
true.
Love people while they're living, but stay focused. Stay focused.
That's right. I like that. Love people while they're living. Wow. Because so many people want to act like they want to love you, but you're dead now.
Right.
You know what I'm
it's
saying?
Too late.
It's too late then.
I'm not going to know. You know, give me my flowers, you know, while I'm living. Tell
That's
me now.
Right.
Give me my
That's
hug.
Right. That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
You know,
you're
show
right
me that you
that.
Love me. You know, so.
That's right. That is right. Wow. Beautiful word of encouragement. And in saying that, if they want to connect with you and they want to, you know, get to the music, where do they go? How do they go about it?
Love Tank is on all digital platforms. So
okay.
iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. It's on YouTube as well. Any digital platform. You can Amazon.
Okay.
And I'm on Facebook, too. They can send me a friend request. I'm Tia Clark on Facebook. And on Instagram, I am Miss Love Pink. A request. They can follow me on Instagram.
Okay. All right. Well, that's awesome. Well, I thank you, sis, for coming on and being a part of this great Thursday morning show, sharing with us. A great word of encouragement and talking about music and different things like that. And so I really appreciate and look forward to having you on, you know, again, talking about more music and interviews, you
It'll
know,
be
whatever.
Be I appreciate you too, Angel. I appreciate you.
And you know what? I appreciate you as well taking time out to be on with little old me. So
it's a pleasure. I appreciate you.
In saying that, everybody that's listening in around the world, we're about to play this great song you're going to hear by Tia Clark, also known as Miss Love Tank. And the name of the song is Love Tank. So check it out, y'all. I know you're going to enjoy it, and we'll be right back for our third segment.